My name is Richard Craig and I'm the Chief Executive for Charity Technology Trust. The biggest message really to get across is that it is a strategic tool to help you deliver the goals of the charity. So I think the overriding message first is really understand what it is that you want to deliver, and then work out how the ICT tools can really help you to fulfil that. So we see a lot of examples of charities using technology for all the wrong reasons, in my view. One, it saves you money. Two, it allows me to reduce the amount of staff we've got. Or even worse, the technology sits as a peripheral activity away from your core goals. So IT really should sit in amongst the core facets of what you want to do within the charity. And what that then really means is that you need to have a bunch of people who really understand the benefits. So absolutely a chief executive and a bunch of trustees and board members and senior managers who are not necessarily techies, but people who really understand the benefits that technology can deliver, so they can build that into that ongoing strategy.
And in ideal worlds, we have these sort of configurations of trustees and chief execs. For those that perhaps don't have that knowledge or that understanding, how can they get that, or where can they go?
I think it's an ongoing problem for the sector, and one that the likes of CTT and LASA, IT for Communities, and a whole host of other organisations are trying to assist with. So if you look at the LASA knowledge base, there's a really good repository of really straightforward, straight-talking information to really help people meander through the complexities of a changing technology environment. When you're looking for, donating technology, you're looking for payments platforms, you're looking for email marketing, you come to CTT. If you're looking for a project manager, you're looking for IT strategy, you go to IT for C. So one of the big goals of our organisations working closer together over the coming months and years is to really try and provide a more consolidated service, so that we can offer everything that a charity needs to help them to make the right decisions.
And from your perspective, what difference do you think it makes when you have sort of senior management who are switched on to technology? What difference can it make to the organisation?
From my point of view, it's absolutely key. And there are, there's lots of good research coming out to show that actually it's hugely important that you have senior people who really understand the technology. And I think if you're in an environment where you're not adopting technology, you're going to suffer. So you have to be able to take online payments, you have to be able to do email marketing, you have to be able to actually deal with people in the digital way through social media. So I think that the charities who are going to prosper and continue to deliver their service out to the sector are those who are really embracing that technology.
And what would you say perhaps is the biggest challenge or the sort of stumbling block in stopping people making that move?
Probably fear. Fear and lack of understanding. And the fear is a very difficult one to break down, and I think that really stems from having some really great, compelling case studies, the things which are really instill a desire to want to change and to see that other people have done this, and yes, there are some issues on the way, but it's all come out really great and has a huge impact. And then having the knowledge and experience to make the right types of decisions. There are so many really good case studies of how things can go wrong, where people don't really consider the right type of people-based technology projects and really don't understand why they're doing it. So those are probably the two areas.
So what would your advice be, sort of parting words?
Really think about what your charity wants to do, and then really think about how the ICT actually builds into all the facets of that strategy.